everybody. Welcome to a Thursday morning. We are GFBS, Grand Forks Best Source. Time now for our Home of Economy podcast. And with us today, two-time Cheerful Person of the Week, according to Marilyn Haggerty. Wade Pearson is here. How are you, my man?
Hey, I'm doing great today. So, beautiful day.
You had to rub that in. I tried. I actually tried for a long time to be Cheerful Person of the Week, and Marilyn Haggerty never gave it to me. And then you rub it in that you have been the Cheerful Person of the Week twice.
Well, you can't fake it.
Okay. You know, and I was as cheerful as I could be, too. I really tried. But
as you could be.
Okay. I actually, the first time, I went above and beyond my normal cheerfulness, and it didn't do me any good, but that's all right. Yeah. How have you been?
I'm doing good.
Good. You just came in here with like an extra little hop in your step or skip in your step. Look like you're having a good day.
Yeah, I just got some real good news. You know, our small engine mechanic who's done a great thing, he was exploring a different type of business, completely, mm-hmm. utterly different, you know. Which we never worry too much if somebody, you know, when somebody leaves for a competitor, that's kind of like, are we doing something wrong? But mm-hmm. when they leave to do something different, you know, maybe they're tired or whatever, but, you know, a lot of times they're moving, be closer with family.
Sure,
you can't do anything about it. That's good for them. But
anyway,
Scotty's coming back. I think it'll be another week or so, and we'll be back in business in the small engine shop. So
good, because you kind of devastated me when you first walked in and said something about it, and I'm like, gosh, I have no idea. And then you said, well, don't worry, he's coming back. And I'm like,
he does
goodness.
A great job, and he's great with the customers, and you know.
Well, not to mention that he is very fast, very reasonable. And I'm the kind of guy, if I don't like the work that is being done for me that I pay for, I will not go back. Mm-hmm. You know what, it's to the point with Scotty, I almost try to find more equipment that I have. Even though I might not need work, I'll just bring it in to say, hey, tune this up for me, because he does such a great job. I mean, awesome job. And I highly recommend Home of Economy, the small engine shop. They do a great job. You know, you guys, you're up to 8 stores now?
Yep, Rugby was our 8th, which we've been open, I think it's a year this week.
Okay, now you mentioned Rugby is the 8th. How do you come up with these locations?
Well, 5 of them kind of predate me, where my our grandparents started the company, and they started in actually Thief River, but they soon moved to Grand Forks downtown, just a shack down by the courthouse. That's how my grandmother described it.
Yeah.
And I've seen some pictures, and my mom confirmed it.
Wow.
But, and then she goes, that's because grandma and grandpa lived up the stairs there.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So she was sure about that, because we weren't in there anymore by the time she was.
When was that first store?
1939 was when everything started. So,
man, you talk about some history there. Now, you think you'll ever get out of North Dakota and maybe expand back to Minnesota or the surrounding areas?
Yeah, well, we're always kind of looking around. You know, you don't want to go too fast. You want to do things right. So, you know, you're always kind of willing to look for stuff. You know, so hopefully after this stupid COVID stuff gets over, we can be.
Right,
looking ahead, and you know, you know, because you want to do some small growth. You know, we're not one that wants to be the biggest, but
sure,
we want to be the best.
Absolutely. Now, are you a new norm guy, or will you just prefer to get back to the old norm?
I'm getting older, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got my high school reunion tomorrow. So,
how many years?
40.
That's not bad. Mine's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just.
Did you graduate in town here?
Yep, Red River 81.
Oh, okay. So you got a big shindig this weekend.
Yeah, not so many people. I wonder if the later event affected it, or maybe just COVID. People were a little little hesitant to travel. So
you know, that's funny. My wife was supposed to have her 40th last year, and then COVID wiped it out. So they were going to have it this year. We made the plans for it and everything. And then they decided at the last minute to cancel it because our hometown is having an all school reunion next year, which I wonder, because in 2 years would be my 40th. So I wonder, since they said, well, we had the all class last year, if we're even going to have a 40th anniversary, you know, reunion. But man, it's good to get back together with some of the people you haven't seen in a long time.
It's always fun. I mean, you know, it doesn't seem like 10 years ago, but the 30th was a blast.
So. Yeah. I can't even remember my 30th, what we did, but Anyway.
Yeah, so you must have had a good time.
It must have been. You know, we talk about the 8 stores, and does all the Home of Economy stores, do they carry the same things? If you walked into the Rugby store, or the Grand Forks store, or the Devil's Lake store, are you going to see the same thing in a just different building?
Well, one thing, you know, we're pretty proud is that, and we're small enough that we can tailor the product assortment to each market.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly if you go out west into Williston and especially Watford City, those are really orientated to the oil workers.
Sure.
Which, you know, unfortunately they're not as busy right now, but
you know, when you talk about the products you carry, maybe a little bit different there, but do the store's product, do they ever change or do they stay the same? I would imagine you just kind of see what the trends are, or how does that work?
Yeah, you've got to keep everything's got to be kept up on top. So, but anyway, what I was saying is, you know, then Minot is kind of like a transitional between the oil mm-hmm. and the farm. And, you know, in good years, you're getting a lot of Canadians coming down there.
Sure.
And our location there is a really great location in town. So that's kind of a different focus. And then you have stores that are strictly a farm store, like the Jamestown, but there's more ranching down in Jamestown,
yeah, right.
So we have more product of that type
mm-hmm.
for there. Some of that in Minot, because there's a lot of cows up there.
Well, like you said, you don't necessarily have to be the biggest, but you want to be the best, and yeah. you need to cater to the surrounding area.
Well, and that's something the big stores don't really do a good job with, because they got thousands of stores. Yeah. Well, how do you manage that? And we've got a guy that kind of our number three guy, and you know, he talks about his time at the Walmart Corporation and trying to manage the different markets. And you know, they had initiatives, but you know, he didn't think they ever did a real great job with it.
Okay. Now, you said earlier now in this conversation that you try to carry in each separate store what sells the best. Now, how do you identify that? I mean, how do you figure out? You just ask the people when they come in? You wait till you look at your shelves and say, well, this isn't selling, but this shelf is empty. This is.
Yeah.
I would imagine a lot of research.
Yeah. And, you know, also, you know, we've got category managers for each area. And they get to know the markets, get to know the stores. And if something, you know, take it was in the oil stores, you know, I mean, pretty much anything in the FR work safety stuff, which is the flame resistant clothing
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they're required to wear, which is real neat technology that they're putting in there, where, you know, if there's a flash fire, you know, they have videos where if you're wearing an acrylic, it'll melt. If it's cotton, it'll burn right up on you. But, you know, with this stuff, I mean, it actually protects you from the big fire.
Yep.
So the oil guys are required to all be wearing that, and also electricians, but, I mean, you know, everywhere.
Okay, so let's do a little quiz with you. Grand Forks store, what would you tailor towards more?
You know, that's more of a rural lifestyle. You know, and guys like me and you, we live out in the country. We got mm-hmm. a city job. You know, great lifestyle, right?
Yep.
I love it. And so we're kind of really orientated to there. Then we've thrown in things like the Amish furniture, which, you know, is just a total offshoot. And so that's going for a different type. I mean, that's, you know, city people or people that want, you know,
mm-hmm.
fine furniture and, you know, some of the sporting goods stuff. And that's kind of attracting, you know, a more... not exclusively, but a more male-orientated customer, you know, in the fishing and whatnot. So, and of course, everywhere. The one thing that really brings us back together is the tools and the work clothing. So we want to have, you know, if you're working with your hands, we want to have what you need.
Mm-hmm. I know for me personally, Home of Economy, it's pet supplies. I buy all my dog and cat food there. Also, all my fishing gear. Buy almost all of it at Home of Economy. Same with my hunting supplies, same with my grilling and my smoking supplies, my rubs, all that kind of stuff. That's why I love Home of Economy here. But now, okay, let's go to the Devil's Lake store. Who are you catering to there?
That's a different, of course, we have the farm people, but there's also the lake people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more fishing. You know, the Traeger stuff is still huge. We're not as strong in the in the work clothing as it should be. It never really is. You know, we've had good selections, and we still do in the work boots and the Carhartt, but it just it's not a strong store for us. One thing there in that store, though, is that there's no home improvement special, you know, category killers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we do real well on just the basic plumbing and electrical hardware stuff and switches. And we have that in most stores, not the oil stores, but plumbing stuff like Devil's Lake is always the best for us.
Might I add, my last water heater that I bought and put in my house came from Home of Economy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Did your wife put it in?
No, I actually put it in with some help from an HVAC guy who's a friend of mine.
Oh, I put one in, and I was exhausted.
Yeah, electric or gas?
Electric.
Okay, yeah, mine too. And thank goodness, I know enough guys that they can kind of help me out there a little bit, but... gosh, I'm sitting here thinking about it. I think the last two or three batteries I've bought came from Home of Economy.
Batteries is a good business.
So. Oh, yeah. And you always need them, especially up here.
Oh, yeah. Right now, I'm kind of my lawnmower. I've got to jump it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, but it's like, a couple more times, and then we'll just be putting all that out, get a fresh one for next year.
Sure,
so.
Sure. Are you one of those guys? Do you take the batteries out in the winter? And because I don't either. And it's dumb that I don't. I do, too. I run them until they die, and then I just go to Home of Economy and get a new one.
Yeah, on the snowmobiles, and it's like, they're for some reason, those go bad quick, but I always forget to charge them up during the year.
Yep. That little trickle charger thing, it works good. Now, of all the stores with eight of these now, Wade, was there a toughest store of the Home of Economy stores to try to put together to try to make this thing work for the public?
You know, we just kind of throw things, you know, a lot of times you throw things out there and see what they see what happens and what works. And, you know, because we have other stores, we can try something and... then if it doesn't work, we'll just pull it back and sell it in one of the stores where it does work. So we're able to try.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So if you're looking for a different town for a new location, do you send scouts out or what do you do? How do you figure out? I mean, the Rugby store, the latest. What made you decide on Rugby, and how do you decide where these stores are going to go up?
Yeah, that's, you know, you just kind of try to keep your eyes open and look for, you know, you do check the. You know, like the sales tax revenue on the state's websites, you can see who's busy and whatnot. You know, we are somewhat constrained by, we've got friends in the business and they, you know, we don't want to go into their towns and you know, step on toes. So we stay out of there. So that makes things a little tougher, but, kind of look around as far as Rugby. I'll tell you, you know, we've driven out to Minot or Williston for years and years. And I always thought, you know, that building there, that Pomida, which ended up a Shopko.
Yep.
I go, God, that would be a good building to have. So, I mean, if they ever move out, close that store, I didn't foresee them, you know, the company going broke. But
you know, I want to talk about the Grand Forks store for a minute. You basically are the only type of business that you guys have on the north end. I couldn't imagine... Home of Economy being on the south end with all the big box stores and everything. I think the location of Grand Forks is perfect. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's two different ways of looking at it, but I mean, the Grand Forks store does very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we very easy to come in from the east, from the north and the west. So, you know, we're really drawing people in there. On the other hand, you know, there's a lot of people that they just head to the south end
because
that's where things are.
And you know, if you have driven on the south end lately, the other day I had to go to Menards. It took me 25 minutes to get from South Washington down to Menards on 32nd Avenue. So a lot of people right now around Grand Forks are thinking like I do, and they just stay the heck away from the south end of town, which I would think would even be better for you guys.
You know, one time I timed myself from Kelly School driving,
and
I drove the speed limit. I just happened to catch every light.
Oh, sure.
And the first time I was just going to, you know, I had a stopwatch. And the very first time I caught every single light, it was 9 minutes.
Yeah.
From Kelly.
Because if you get caught at one stoplight going down 32nd, you're going to get stopped at every single one of them. You're going to get caught.
They do that, especially for you.
Yeah. the road rage guy who, Marilyn, I'm normally really happy. All right. I'm usually cheerful, just not when I'm behind the wheel of my car. Change of seasons. It's coming. You know, A lot of people love this time of year. I do normally because of hunting. But it also means to me that my summer fishing is coming to an end, and now it's time to, you know, put the mowers away, put the snowblower, get the snowblowers ready to go and all the snow moving equipment. But what is Home of Economy busy with now?
It's really a transition period. You know, we're kind of moving into that fall stuff. We're, you know, putting out the hoodies are coming in. That's real big. We're starting to get some of the more winter stuff. We had a lot of carryover on winter boots and stuff, so we're not so much having to get that in. Gloves is just a real chore. You know, I kind of pick on the person putting it out there. I'm going, are you still there? Because it's such a tedious job.
Mm-hmm.
You move all the summer gloves, you know, and of course we have the biggest
a billion of them. Yeah.
Yeah. The Great Wall.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they're working on that forever. So now it's, that's a problem because our person that's done it and done a great job for years is out on maternity. So.
Oh, no, boy.
Yeah, so you're getting somebody who's it's going to probably take somebody even longer.
Cause yep, sure.
She's but always done a great job.
So. Again, like I said, there's a billion of them. Now, you love winter. You're kind of a cold weather guy, aren't you?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me much. I like to get out in it, you know, as long as the wind's not blowing. So mm-hmm. That's
you know, are you a guy, like now, it depends on if you read the Farmer's Almanac or whatever, things like that. They're talking a ton of snow this year in cold weather. But do you like to hear that? I mean, I know being a snowmobile enthusiast, you know, it's been tough the last few years. It's hit and miss with the snow, and people don't realize you need snow to run a machine. And especially, you know, I know you like the vintage sleds and stuff like that, too.
That's my brother, Scott, got a real collection of them.
Okay, but
tease them about them.
Do you hunt too?
No, I never got started hunting.
Okay. So, what do you look forward to most in winter besides moving snow?
Well, I like to snowmobile. I like to, you know, I have just as much fun in the winter, and you know, I like to get out in it. You know, I mean, going for a walk, you know, in the snow is just a good time. The dogs love it.
Yeah.
You don't have to clean them up when you're done. But yeah, I really like the winter, and of course, you know, the big thing, and that was always there, but the big thing is, of course, it's the harder winters are better for business too. So,
oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, know, things break down in the cold weather,
and we really that's one of the areas we, you know, focus on is the winter business, which really drives everything for us. As a matter of fact, like the, you know, we don't have as much gift stuff for the Christmas time or whatever, because just to make room and for all the winter stuff. So
now you say you're not a hunter, but I know Home of Economy. Well, bow hunting, I think, is open now in North Dakota. Early goose season is going on. And but Home of Economy, man, you guys have got a pretty nice selection of hunting supplies, too.
Yeah, if you haven't checked out, we've dedicated an aisle to bird hunting, and that's kind of out there. So we have pretty much everything you need. Ammunition's still a little short, but it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is also the time we talk about time to, you know, start thinking about putting the mower away and all the summer toys and getting ready for the winter stuff. But a lot of people don't realize, too, if you own an RV, if you have a camper or a motorhome or whatever, those things all got to be winterized, too. Yeah. And you know what? Stop at Home of Economy, because I would imagine you guys have got pretty much everything you need to get that RV ready for winter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially the RV antifreeze. We go through a ton of that stuff. I mean, it's just amazing how much you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, myself, I was buying stable to put the boats away and the ATV or, you know, mowers and whatnot.
You know, it's funny because people don't realize when it comes springtime and maybe it's time to fire up the mower again or the tiller or whatever, and it won't start. Yeah. And you'll see it all the time. These things laying on the curb, this thing won't run, just go ahead and take it. 90% of the time, it's the carburetor, which 90% of the time is the fuel.
Oh, yeah.
Fuel right now is not like it used to be. You have to put stabilizer in your fuel or drain the tanks or whatever. I know one guy that actually fills them plump full because he says that way you don't get
the moisture in there. Yeah,
because
there's no air. Well, then you get the condensation at night, especially with a steel tank.
Mm-hmm.
A plastic isn't as bad. But I did, you know, you didn't remind me of something. For the last several years, I've been using that canned gas, which is expensive in my chainsaws, and that has made a world of difference. And so in the spring, you go out there to, you know, cut up some wood and, you know, second, third pull.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's made on small engines. that's something I couldn't recommend that stuff more.
Yep.
And even if you use it just in the last tank of gas in the season, if you cut a lot of wood,
mm-hmm.
I would still run that canned gas that we sell.
You know, I've been really lucky. I bought a Husqvarna chainsaw.
Yep, those are good. I got.
Yep, from you guys. Oh, and thanks. That's one of the things that, man, I had it out a couple of weeks ago. I actually had two trees fall down 2 weeks ago on my truck.
Oh.
Yeah, $4,000 damage.
Oh, sorry.
But, so pulled out the old Husqvarna. I haven't even started it. I didn't do anything to it. I didn't put any stabilizer in it or anything last year. Got it out of the case, pulled it out of the garage, started on the second pull. I have never had a problem with that. That's why I just love the Husqvarna brand.
Yeah. I've had great luck with the chainsaws.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. There's some things like I've got an Articat four-wheeler. I don't do anything with the gas and that because I drive it so much in the winter because that's what I use for moving snow. But that's one of the machines that I have had to replace a carburetor. And it seems like almost every year I have to bring it in and have the carb torn off because it gums up so bad from that fuel. But people look at these bottles of, what was the brand you mentioned again? Stable VP. And
well, yeah, but I mean the VP, the...
Yeah, the fuel, gas. But what about the stabilizer?
Yeah, Stable.
Stable, and you've got Seafoam, and you got all that stuff.
Seller.
Yeah, and people look at these little bottles, and I don't know if they get sticker shock or not, but believe me, you would much rather buy an $8 bottle of Stable and put some in your motors than have to bring it into the shop and give Scotty some more work, which is a good thing for you guys, but... $8 bottle of Stable or whatever it costs compared to what it costs to have your carburetor pulled off and redone.
Yeah, and if you can get parts, I mean, you know, the one thing I was so happy because Scotty had a Chinese four-wheeler,
mm-hmm.
Chinese-made one. There's no parts for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't run it for a couple of years because, you know, fire we had and we weren't, you know, living at home for a while. And Scott was able to get that thing running, no parts for it, just cleaning it up, shining it up. It was, I was super impressed. Runs better than ever.
Amazing what that guy can do, isn't it?
Yep.
So what's the big seller now at Home of Economy? I suppose I'd imagine it depends on where, which one, but.
Yeah, and the weather, whatever. I mean, when you get rain, you start selling some boots and, you know, we're still not to the point where we're selling pumps or anything, but, mm-hmm. You know, people are getting ready, so the Stable, the RV antifreeze, some of the nights are getting cooler, so the hoodies and whatnot, those are going. So, I mean, people are looking ahead.
You know, Home of Economy was one of the first customers to have Fresh Cab.
Yeah.
Talk about the Fresh Cab.
Yeah, that's a great product. But, yeah, we, you know, when they're starting out there, and we're one of the first people to bring it on, and... It's a great product. You know, I don't like using mouse poison around mm-hmm. the house. I mean, we'll use traps and we'll use the little ultrasonic things, which seem to work for us. But when we winterize something, we throw some Fresh Cab in there. But I don't have to worry about the dogs getting into it.
Sure.
Or eating a mouse that's
died
of that. So
for the first time ever, I store my boat out by Mackinac in a friend of mine's Quonset. And I put the cover on and everything. Well, this year, I took it out when I got it back this spring, and I was getting it ready for the first time. I started going through all my compartments where my life jackets and extra things are. Found a bunch of little baby mice in there. I have no idea how they could have got in there, but this would be something that I could put in my boat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt, so just throw it in the compartments or whatever, and, you know, it's... Those mice are disgusting.
Oh, gosh. You know, and I'm surrounded by a river where I live.
Yeah.
So it's not bad this year, but when the river comes up in the spring, all those critters got to go somewhere, and it seems like they all just want to come to my house.
Anywhere warm, you know.
Yeah, and I'm not a huge cat guy, but I have three of them.
Yeah.
Because you almost need them. I mean, almost every single night, two of my cats stay outside a lot during the summer, but... They always leave you your presence, you know, right? When you open up that front door on the deck, there's their work from the night, and they're looking at you like, okay, man, it's time for you to feed me.
Yeah, they love you.
What is the thing right now at Home of Economy? And I think we hit on this last time. Every time I walk in there, something new surprises me where it's like, man, I got to have that. I got to have it. And I'm not an impulse buyer, but it seems like Home of Economy does that to me. What is the must-have item now?
Well, you know... you notice it's starting to get dark, and I like to get out there and walk. You know, like I said, I live out in the country. I like to get out there walking with the dogs every night. And so kind of get worried. So I was in the store, and I just saw we had some sweatshirts with the high vis tape, you know, the good 3M vis tape. It's black sweatshirt with a removable hoodie, and it was actually on clearance. So I got it for, you know, 75 down to 40 bucks. So I bought that yesterday. Man, I just like, this would be great. You know, I've already got the heavy coat for the winter because that's when you do most of it. But you get out on the road. Normally, if the farmers aren't doing harvesting, there's not much traffic. But there's always one car. And you don't want them to, you know, I mean, I can move to the side of the road, but you got the dogs. And the neighbors all know I'm out there with the dogs.
You know, another thing I noticed, too, at Home of Economy are the heated vests and things like that. Yeah. They seem to be trending pretty good right now. Talk about those.
We got a great clearance sale on the vests. They're usually like $200. Unfortunately, they didn't. I've got a sweatshirt from that company. It worked pretty nice. They used last year. But looking at the price, and so I asked my daughter if she wanted one for a gift sometime. So, yeah, so you get a more than $200 item for $99.
Wow.
It's heated vest, so, you know, it's kind of...
Now, are those rechargeable? Is that how those work?
Yeah, it just uses a micro USB, so you use, if you got a big phone charger or, you know, I've got one that's got 6 ports on, and just the standard micro plug in, and it just leave it in
so
there.
So it's not like they're weighted down with batteries and all that stuff. I mean, of course, they've got the
heavier
heat,
than your
a
phone.
Little bit, but really, they're lighter. I mean, as far as the material goes, but it's well worth it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and people love them. And, you know, this way you can jump, you know, with the vest. I'm hoping she can, wear it under a heavier coat or whatever. It'd be nice. So I bought my wife one, too, last year.
Yeah. We got a text. Kaylee says, I crawled into bed at the lake this last weekend and was surprised by a pile of acorns in between my sheets. I don't know if mice carry them or if it's a chipmunk / squirrel. Once they get in, they're not easy to get out. So gross. I would imagine the fresh cab would help with that, too.
I would hope. Breed the box and see if it works with the rodents or whatever. Otherwise, you can get the live traps.
Yeah.
Keep them in the house. There's ones for... that size animal.
You know, I was wondering because my wife has been, she takes the little neighbor girl, and we've got oak trees all over. So they go and they pick up buckets full of acorns because that way they can throw them off for the deer. We had a full bucket of acorns on our deck right by the front door. Got up the other morning, they were all gone.
Oh.
Well, I don't ever see gray squirrels or red squirrels out at night. I mean, maybe they do, maybe they are nocturnal, but what do you think that could be? I told my wife, I said, the only other animal I know that would do that would probably be a bear.
Yeah.
And to come right up on the deck and the dog didn't bark or anything, but I don't know if a mouse or mice could handle taking a full bucket full of acorns and they just disappear.
Doesn't seem reasonable that they would do it. You got raccoons maybe?
Oh, I'm sure we do.
Yeah. I even get them and I'm not close to the river.
You get mice or raccoons. Where do you live again?
I live close to Central Valley School.
Okay. Yep. Okay. I knew that. So, big plans for the next couple of weeks as we head into, I hate to say it, the F word, fall.
Yeah. Well, personally, I don't have a lot that's going on, but just still going to the lake, trying to get that place. My dock guy wants my stuff out early
because
the water's down
so much,
but it's been coming up. So
I happened to drive by Home of Economy yesterday, farmers market. Still going. How much longer will that go on for?
Do we have a date there on the farmers market?
Okay.
We don't really, as long as we can.
As long as they keep bringing produce and the goods to sell. How's that been going? Because I've talked to quite a few people that they prefer getting the fresh produce, and so that's where they have been stopping.
Yeah, it's making it, but I mean, it'd always be love to have more vendors, and you think if you have more vendors, that people would be more customers would be coming, so more variety. So we're gonna be looking at growing it again next year. I mean, if there's any way to do it.
So, any last words for our cheerful person of the week, Wade Pearson?
Well, not this week, but We can always try.
And again, two-time cheerful two-time. Person of the yep. week. Hey, glad you stopped in. Thanks for coming in again. Yeah. I'll be in the store. Well, I'm about out of dog food, so you'll probably see me in the next day or two.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. There you go. That's Wade Pearson, our Home of Economy podcast. And you know what? I've said this a billion times, but I'm going to say it a billion and one. Home of Economy, my favorite store in Grand Forks. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Until our next Home of Economy podcast. For Wade Pearson and everybody here, thanks for tuning in.